once again, it's upon that time, my friends, when the nerds come together to join up their hands. All stripes and colors, no class or creed, the family together out of basic need. It's time to congregate and press on some flesh while cosplay dressed and getting mosh pressed. Gotta nod your head to the fucking geek music, gather up the love, learn how to use it. Pushing on the envelope and now it's time to rise. Start rolling the dice and make the haters realize that we're here for the good and that we're never gonna leave. This homegrown shit is our own damn scene. They're more than welcome to roll up on in, just as long as they don't mind a Wookiee punch in the chin. We're here to stay and our hearts are committed. Now jump up and down and put your fist in it. Nerds unite, rock the stage, pump your fist, bust some nerd play. Nerds unite for the new turn face, tap that banner and party up your raid. Nerds unite, rock the stage, pump your fist and bust some nerd play. Nerds unite for the new turn face, tap that banner and party up your raid. Nerdapalooza's where we gather around while we check out the homies and the hot shit sound. From wizard rock to the nerdcore hip hop, close knit fam have the tunes on lock. All of this hotness rolled into one place with the dope beats melting the eyes out your face. One weekend of love, one weekend of lust. We're all the bins now and it's time to go bust. Bubbling and rockin' knockin' boots, strutting, spreading out our roots. Nerds involved, not worried about the coots. Catching up with the goons while we be shooting for the moon. 2008 show's gonna pop off soon. So grab up on your drink and your character sheet. You're now bumping elbows with respect to the lead. Crazy shit goes down, be sure that you block it. Enough of this track, let's get the show started.
Nerds unite, rock the stage, pump your fist and bust some nerd play. Nerds unite for this new turn phase, tap that man and party up your raid. Nerds unite, rock the stage, pump your fist and bust some nerd play. Nerds unite for this new turn phase, tap that man and party up your raid.
Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
This is Mr. B, who's in America, weirdly. I'm like right next to Anthony from Game Music for All. I can see his glasses. I didn't know he wore glasses.
I'm uncomfortably close to Mr. B right now.
We're in a closet. We're in MC Rection's closet.
You are in my closet. Let me move the microphone closer, because okay. I'll record everyone much better.
Awesome.
Constantly professional. That's what I like. I guess we're very professional.
So now maybe we don't even need this, because we're not rapping. Now everybody hear us. Wait. It's the best now.
Awesome.
Everybody
hell yeah! This is, we can all talk at the same time and stuff, and I don't have to edit it out later.
There's no lag.
That's a pain in the ass, man. Fucking going through, deleting silences. You're terrible for that. You're fired. You're blatantly fired. Anyway, yeah. We're Letters versus Numbers, and we're very professional. And we're here in Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
Which we're not local. Rection's local.
Yeah,
this is
my closet.
This is as local as you get to MC Rection.
Bedroom. I mean, man. And you know what? Just to be spiteful, we're not going to play you guys today.
That's cool.
We can play you every week.
I'm surprised you guys even play us at all, but you know.
Aww.
Yeah, he's making us feel bad about this. We should play him anyway.
You guys can't see me, but this is world's smallest violin.
I can see it, but I'm in the closet. You know, after we're done here, you guys are going to come out of the closet.
We are with you. You should have shit.
Damn it.
Hey, everybody. Let's.
Right. I have ninjas on the wall.
Don't step on the ninja. I've learned that since I've been here.
And this guy, he was just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, that's a thing too.
Thing too. That's done.
This is a very decorative closet he has here.
Let's see. We need a graffiti. I have no pen.
I could get you guys a Sharpie.
Betty
Rebel did all this. I did this. That's like my initials.
Marjin Rec.
Yes.
It's your chiptune stuff. I know. I would say we're going to play this, but because we don't have any songs queued up, I don't actually know the titles of any of your Marjin Rec stuff. So I want to have some semblance of fall planning.
Yes.
So like I can pretend to keep saying I'm very professional.
I got one called You're Getting Old.
Well, there you go, we'll play that. Is it any good?
It's my favorite one I've made, so I guess it's good.
That's good. I like the sort of oomph behind it. It's like, yeah, it's alright.
I don't know how to make chiptunes. I was just fucking around.
Alright,
just using Fruity Loops and making stuff that sounds like video games.
That's what I do, except I can't get there. I don't know how to work plugins. I just use all the default
shit.
Well,
I do use a plugin. I was using Basic 64.
I heard that one's good. I heard Triforce is good.
I heard something called Croc.
There's another one called 8-Bit Magical, or Magical 8-Bit.
Yeah, I heard of that
This Letters versus Numbers is brought to you by ImageLine. Anyway, I guess on account of graffiti on the things, we're going to play Margin Rec. This is Rection's chiptunes. Enjoy.
Sweet.
Supreme, hijacking Mr. B from the England scene. He's off the Boeing, not knowing what's in store. Make him flow gunpoint like he never flowed before. Take the bag off his head and mic him loud. Dan plus ad cannot save you now. Crime for category in the laboratory. You only get out if you rap in our laboratory. Poor B, jet lagged as hell. Spit it in the can like a spittoon bell. And rap well, better be something usable. If you ever want to make it to Nerdapalooza, lose the inhibitions, don't think about the clock. Let loose some rhyming and some rhythmic talk. Tight and fast like a porn star snatch. If England wants to get his favorite son back, Florida is on attack. Kidnap Mr. B, forcing the rap. International man of mystery, we're kidnapping.
Kidnapping
Mr. B. Fail safe plot, lawless plan. Stick him up with a mic in my hand. It cannot fail, and it's plain to see. We're kidnapping. Kidnapping Mr. B.
Like taking candy from a baby or a grown man from an airplane. It's crazy, like that Betty Rebel song about alien abductions and the British dude functions as the cup of suction. Throw him in the car and drive him away with a gun to his face. Yo,
welcome to the space.
Then we take him back to Rob's place, make him do a song. Things that suck, part two, doing it wrong. We're villainous like Snidely Whiplash, tie him to the tracks and force him to rap. This kid's whack, but we can't give him back. We'll hold him for ransom. His voice is the only thing about him that's handsome. Damn, son.
As soon as I view him through the door, I jump on him and put his back to the floor. I whip out my nutsack, teabag a whore. This is how we start the Mr. B World Tour.
Florida is on attack. Kidnap Mr. B. Force him to rap. International man of mystery. We're kidnapping.
Kidnapping
Mr. B. Failsafe plot, flawless plan. Stick him up with a mic in my hand. It cannot fail, and it's plain to see. We're kidnapping.
Kidnapping
Mr. B.
What the fuck? Called the embassy. Came here to make Yank Jerry's bleed. Now I'm whisked away in the boot of a car. I'm fighting for freedom, not the front of a bar. There's a dead body here. Blessing over curse. I can't see good. This a rental or rehearsed. I got connections. Call me misdirection. Join EPP. Visit be my erection. These three dudes wanna force me to rap. Maybe I should teach them to be less fat. Threaten to take my nap slot away. Already open to the blues of UK. So I gotta bring the super good raps. If I'm to escape this burlack sack. Cat rat, hat mat, sat gat fat. Dog log, frog cog, how about that?
Florida is on attack. Kidnap Mr. B. Forcing the rap. International man of mystery. We're kidnapping.
Kidnapping
Mr. B. Failsafe plot, flawless plan. Stick him up with a mic in my hand. It cannot fail, and it's plain to see. We're kidnapping.
Kidnapping
Mr. B.
So, I see you have all your teeth. That we were surprised by that.
I have what's left of them.
Really?
I have a couple of fillings.
Oh,
but that shouldn't like put you off British dental hygiene.
Really?
Really?
It's pretty bad.
Really? It's awesome.
It's okay.
It's awesome.
Ask him about the chicks. Hold on, Jesus. All right. So the chicks in England.
Yes. Don't eat Subway.
Don't eat Subway?
No.
Are they exclusively into sodomy? Because that's what I've been hearing.
It's like 50-50. Like when you're in the sack
so,
with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's like etiquette to flip a coin.
I'm taking notes. Oh, really?
To flip a coin. Yeah. Tails.
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Seriously, though, these ropes are really chafing now, guys. Wire cutters? Anyone?
Alright, we're back. Well, I mean, we didn't technically leave, but, yeah, we're very professional.
We ran out
anyway,
of got Ilfid.
Yeah, we've got Ilfid. He makes beats for me, and he's really good. Except, he's ugly, man.
Man, well, you didn't do so much running, so nobody trusts anything you say.
I didn't do much running?
You said you ran out and got me. That's bullshit.
I didn't say that.
I just...
What? Stop giving us dead air. I hate you. Anyway... We have Ilfid in the closet. He's going to come out of it later. And...
Yeah.
That's a belly laugh. Yeah, man. We just played, honestly, Kidnapping Mr. B. Tell us your role in that. If you give us dead air, I'll kill you. Talk immediately.
I was forced to write just like you were, my friggin' Rob Tobias.
Yeah. Rob, I got off the airport... And I was picked up by Ilfid and Rob Tobias and Salmonella.
that was
his 4-bar rapping debut. It was special, wasn't it, guys? You should email in and say fuck.
I was miserable. I was a hostage too. I was like, Rob, I got bills to pay, and he's like, fuck your bills. This song matters.
Is this his album? I'm stealing it for mine.
This is the first Mr. B song we played, too.
Yeah, it is. I've been actively making sure we didn't play any of my shit because it's awful.
You slipped.
I
was showing one person this podcast, and then I told them you rapped. They're like, what? I didn't even know. And then they asked why we didn't play your songs. I was like, I don't know. I guess he doesn't want to. And
yeah, it just feels cheap, man.
Like, I mean, this is just a vessel for you to get the word out about you.
Well, no, it's bad enough that I'm in our top 8 on MySpace. I don't want anything to do with this apart from my voice.
I
just graffitied Rection's closet.
You call that graffiti?
Oh, you know.
Mm. Well, what? It's from the UK.
Walls.
No, back to the streets. Mm-mm.
The UK doesn't do graffiti.
We do. We do ace graffiti.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
You just got your entire nation.
Snappity snap, snap, snap.
I'm going to get hate mail from category. And
yeah, rightly so.
Ad.
Yeah, Dan plus ad is going to ruin your shit.
Do you have email in your country?
Oh, I see what he did there.
It's like the closet joke, asshole.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, I have, I'm going to pretend this is my podcast and not Gino Douches at all.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Shut up, Elevid. I hate you. Oh. Yeah. We all three of us are playing Nerdapalooza at 12:30. This definitely won't be, yes we are.
I don't play.
No, you.
Serious.
You work.
I don't do that either. I just sit there.
It's true.
I have. Basically, they're both there to make me look good. That's how I roll. Speaking of looking good, do we have any news to make us look good and professional?
We just came back from seeing Word Burglar. Hormone,
yeah. We've just been to the Nerdapalooza pre-party. It was pretty good. It was a party. It was free beer and pizza. It was good.
All of those things.
That definitely happens.
I think.
What do you mean you think?
You're not sure if it exists anymore?
No, it seemed too good to be true. It was like a utopia. I saw a unicorn prance through the parking lot, and then people recycled cans. Recycling? That's imaginary.
That was.
It definitely
happened.
No.
No, I don't recycle. No, I do. No, I don't. Fuck. I don't know if there's a recycling bin there. I'll recycle a bit, I guess. Like if there's a paper. Pardon me. We're very professional.
If that's better than the closet joke.
Man, you can see he has sophisticated British humor. Nothing like our burp jokes here in the States.
Shut up, Jerko Boost.
Are you going to use every one of my
Gino Douche, Jerko Boost, Jerko Douche. I was saving that one.
Until it's completely corrupted, you just start calling me douche.
Yeah, pretty much. We should. I have no semblance of time. This is weird. I like Rection's closet, but he has lyrics in here.
We can't even see the computer from here.
Yeah, we can't. And we're together.
We're hugging right now.
You can hear people in the bathroom because there's a window.
Who's it? Who's in the bathroom? Let's get them on.
It sounds like a party. There's a bunch of people in the bathroom.
Fuck. There's a party
in
here.
Can we just open the window there and?
Hey.
Hello, bathroom pisser dude. Probably a guy. Because this place is a sausage fest.
Hot dog storm.
Yeah, like, okay.
Oh, shit. Are there any women in here? Sir, no. Left with his woman. So that's all the ladies.
His wins.
Oh, burn.
Yeah, we can burn.
You have to announce those things.
We all suck. I don't know. Should we play a song?
Who's playing? Are we going to get in here next?
I don't know. Who's outside? Kyle, go see. Kyle is
just
delivered.
Tell us the next person to get
say,
in here.
Say whoever's next.
I'm on it.
Yeah, he's working. He's on it. He's on it like
a
girl on the rag.
We didn't get that guy to write anything.
Which guy?
I thought we were supposed to get everyone to write on his wall.
Who cares? We've got letters versus numbers on here. If you ever come to VEPP house, go in Rection's recording booth, you will see our mark. This is very specialized. No one's gonna care at all. But I'm having fun.
What do you think the demographic of people that listen to our podcast and are in here?
I don't know.
Well, we're gonna get.
Yo.
Kyle asked me to ask you to say zebra.
Zebra.
Oh.
Okay. So that will you be interviewed?
Do you want to be in the next bit of the podcast? This is Syrup, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. How are you doing?
I don't know. They're probably doing pretty good, but listening to us.
I don't think he wants to come in the closet because we might make that joke again.
Yeah, we have to.
All right, now I gotta get in the closet to see what this joke is.
All right, well,
we're gonna
pretend to play a song for the benefit of Syrup, but we're actually gonna play a song for the benefit of you guys. What should we play? Anything. Pick someone. Anyone.
Whitey Cracker.
I was gonna play that anyway.
Awesome.
We're gonna play I'm a Pirate.
Sweet.
Because that's new. He has a new EP out. It's on iTunes. I can't remember what it's called. Serious Business?
I'm not positive, but I know he's got that. He posted it on MySpace recently. So I'm pretty excited about it because I liked his last album a lot. So
I liked his last album.
Whitey Cracker is definitely an influence to all of us, I believe.
Why the hell haven't we played him? We dropped the ball.
We certainly did.
Damn.
We should play the fucking Grills song. That's what you guys... Which one? Not we. I mean, you guys. I'm sorry.
The fucking Grill song?
Yeah, what? Dude.
What song is that?
That's the song where he got on, whatchamacallit, it's MySpace. It's with Paul Wall and...
Well, Paper, Scissors, Stone for it, because we can only play one song by one. All thing. Right. So we do one, two three. Yeah, one, two, three.
All right.
And then if it is I win, we play I'm a Pirate. And if you win, it is something Grills something.
All right.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh! I won!
Damn it,
hell
scissors,
yeah.
Paper.
All right.
So that song...
It's all about scissors. That's Magitek influence. It's the only reason I always go for scissors. Anyway, okay, this is Because I'm Awesome. This is Whitey Cracker with I'm a Pirate. Enjoy.
It's 3 a.m., sipping on a bowl and chewing on pizza. Getting these wares down, nerd like creature. I know where's load up, pleased to meet ya. Who's the fucking here with a gangsta features? Yeah, that's me, that's a nerd like creature. I'll delete ya. Coming on my internet, disrespecting, please, I'll eat ya. Lawsuits, I'm ducking. Chicken this bro reduced to nothing. Torrent stuffing. Fake these up on easy D's. Them high V buzz and a fan in effect. Through the new box, smash that stack. Rock that bitch, WC's that. Got a code, it's a load, doesn't that new Batman tell a thing, I'll chat. Top sight, tighter, loaded, emoted, kernel noted, cracks, I wrote it. Key jam, got a pen, take down this, that fan, cause the copy paste is frozen. Just a day in the life of a pirate, what you know about the hot new virus? Got a day, just kick some private, see that new Miley Cyrus. I'm a rapper, I steal music, got a server, I abuse it. Some say I'm a Top Gun, drop some bombs on a track, cause I'm Tom Cruising. FT, Def D, I'm a sick MC, got a coup in the news. Fam tech on attack on a mic, it's a rap, so get up and cop that. Fools. I am a pirate, I am a pirate, you walk the plank. I am a pirate, I am a pirate, smoke and I drank. I'm fixated on the board to get it ready, getting faded, making pages. Pages pass the grab mask, get the wares and the hacks, grab pipes and blast. Master Mason in the making bacon, watch me go and hack and fake them. They don't have the means to make it happen, hack the box and keep on rapping. First it's time to rap and I'm the captain, man the master rapping fast. Shoot the cannon, that's the plan, and I'ma hit the island, I'ma grab the stash. Pirate, I'm pirate, must get the socket, firewall set up on the block to block it. Little rudimentary, but it's all in beta seat, so it ain't even fair to knock it. Skills are honed, I'm boning out, if I ever catch a whiff. The FBI up on my hard drive, just press control, all shift. DOD wipe my desk, where's movies and anarchists? It's clean, unanimous, all the P's that I'm spamming with, and my spamming list burns up like cannabis. Side level ratio, yeah I hate to go, but the feds never late to go. Always on time when it comes time to bust hackers and crackers on tracks, you know. Rhymes look out, but all the matters is we get away. Yo, I roll with a bottle of rum and the pirates hit the stage. I am a pirate, you walk the plank. I am a pirate, smoke and I drank. Smoke, drink. Hack a computer, drink, smoke, first person shooter. Smoke, drink, hack a computer, drink, smoke, first person shooter.
My Atari! Turn off all the lights and bask in the glory of a 2-bit sprite. I stood in line when I was 9, bought Burger Time and left the world behind. And out my speakers, Huber speaks, won't offend my peepers cause his words are bleak. My Atari's on a stand with an uneven height, so I use my Xbox just to prop it up right. My Atari still works after all these years, from when it first appeared on sale with Sears. We'll be together forever, I named it Heather, and I'll never get sick of pushing the reset lever. My Atari. My Atari.
Yo, what's
my
up?
My Atari. Driving down the street at night, now I'm bumping and jumping to a staggering height. It always brightens up
my day,
and just last
Friday
I found myself trying to kill a frog on the highway.
You
can't go
wrong
with games like
Pong,
when on Pitfall the snake
bit me
in the
thong.
And I slide left and right, I'm putting up a fight with shields waiting, landed faces, majors in my sight. And now I'm just sitting here catching some bombs.
I can play while on the toilet cause my phone is a ROM. My Atari.
My Atari. play the illest games. I like to duck and jump over dragon flames. We slay all dragons, red, yellow, and green. And the bat carries corpses from screen to screen. I'm facing underground when I play my game. I shoot everything, it all looks the same. I'm set on expert every game I play. Even Strawberry Shortcake has me playing all day. My Atari. My Atari.
Possess has quite a range. Myself, I've got 400 games. I play Taz a lot till he eats his fill. And then Kool-Aid Man when it's time to get ill. Donkey Kong, man, I got the high score before Mario dunked Pauline for that corn.
My Atari didn't always bring good games. Pac-Man was lame, cause Dude's Revenge was insane. And I hope the Reese's cause an allergy for E.T. Cause that's the game that brought down a whole industry. At a party that I threw for all the boys, we played Asteroids till we can handle the world. My Atari lets me play with a stick in my lap, with a couple teeth marks cause I needed a snack. Whether in a space
battle
or rustling
cattle,
you won't see me without my joystick or a paddle. My Atari.
Two years ago, I saw Sudden Death at Dragon Con. It was around the time when the first Rhyme Turns compilation came out. And I didn't really know much about him, but when I was wandering on Dragon Con, all of a sudden, there he was performing. And after his performance, I went up and talked to him, and he just did these phenomenal songs, and he just had this stage presence, which was in, I'd say, the nerdcore or comedy hip-hop scene that I have seen. He had the best stage presence and the best stage performance that I've seen. And it was just a really enjoyable show, and I was very happy to see him. And it was very packed. There was at least 50 people watching, and people kept coming around, stopping, and be like, what is this?
I heard he's like the master of cons. Like, that's not cons like, you know, Fagin Babel, but like conventions. Like, that's what he
does, essentially. He did that show on, because what they have is they have ballrooms that are the main rooms, and they have concerts going on. And then during the day and night, they also have the second stage, which is just basically out in the open,
where everyone
can just walk by. But he did a set on that second stage, which is basically out in the open, people can walk by. And then later on that day, or I believe it was either later on that night or the next day, they had a party with Funk Music and all these different people from this label.
Yeah.
And he did a performance in that ballroom. And
it
was just... it was phenomenal. And for Nerdapalooza, when I was talking to MCRT and Hex through meetings, I was like, we need to get Sudden Death, because he had wanted to come down here and do a show with EPP.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, screw just doing a show with us. Why don't you do Nerdapalooza with us? Like, all these artists are coming. I know they will love you. Not even think. And like, he's coming. And
you don't say no to Nerdapalooza.
No.
I should
he
know.
Was,
you
he
don't.
Was, he was flabbergasted, let's just say. He was so happy. But I was like, oh, yeah, I'll come down. Because he was cool with coming down just to do a little show with us. So now he's going to be here at Nerdapalooza. And,
I can't wait, man. There's, like, so many guys at Nerdapalooza. Like, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say. But there's a lot of guys at Nerdapalooza I just simply haven't heard. But I've heard the reputations of, you know? Like, I haven't seen live anyone playing, apart from me, because from the UK. But, like, I've seen YouTube videos of Krondor Crew.
Krondor Crew.
And that
EPP has performed with Krondor Crew a lot. And we do, the shows we have done together have been phenomenal. We've done shows together with Zombies Organized, and we just did a show last month to help promote the Road to Nerdapalooza, which was the Zombies, Pirates, and Ninjas, and it featured Zombies Organized, Krondor Crew, EPP opened the set, and there was also bands from Orlando, a band from Orlando called...
Silver Flyers for that set.
Yes.
Yes.
And Mumsy performed, which is really... I like them a lot. They had this very experimental sound.
I haven't heard of those guys.
I haven't heard of them either.
They're really good. They had this, like...
They're like Florida locals, I assume.
Yeah, they're from Orlando.
Yeah.
And Television Club, which is from West Palm, Fort Lauderdale area.
Yeah.
We performed with them as well. They were at that show. And it was just a great show. The turnout was amazing. Couldn't have asked for a better show to help promote for the Road to Nerdapalooza.
I heard that show did very well, too.
It did. We had, I'd say, at least 200 people that came and showed up. And the guy, Steve, that helped promote it from Honeycomb, which was the local label and promotional group in South Florida. He does a lot of stuff down there. I worked with him, and we organized a show together, and it just went way better than we expected. We even got an article in a few of the local papers down in South Florida.
I haven't been in Florida for a little while. Just Rob Tobias, who also runs Nerdapalooza as well, and is also MCRT, who I guess we should play in a bit.
Yeah, we should play.
No, we already played him today. Fuck that guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Well, you know what you should talk about is when you were in the paper. I don't think we talked about that on the show yet. When you were kind of in the paper?
Yeah, for some reason, I'm in the Orlando Sentinel. It's Keith Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Salmonella in the house.
It's Salmonella. We've already talked about you.
You changed your name? Yeah,
no.
Name change?
Somebody just put down Salmonella because they thought it was funny. And
I sure hope that Mike can hear you, or we're just looking stupid now. We're talking to some invisible person.
By the way,
person.
This is a Lithid from Bushido Styles. This is his brother.
This is a Lithid?
No, well, okay.
Illithid.
This is the other Illithid. We don't know which one's the real one, but one day we shall find out.
We'll sit them down and we'll torture them until one of them makes a beat. And then we'll know.
Some good beats.
Alright. You got all the good beats.
Let me lay one down for you.
This is exclusive right here.
Here we go. Let's miss a number exclusive. What's your beatsmithing name, apparently? Baby Delicious?
I was kidding. I don't make beats.
Oh, fuck.
Man.
In that case...
You lied to us.
We look like fools.
Damn it. You just... On our own show, I hate you. In that case, who should we play? We talk about Chrono Crew? Should we play Chrono Crew? We're going to play Don't Fuck With Us, because that sounds...
I had the chance to meet Chrono Crew, one of the guys. I met him at the show
today.
I didn't really
talk to him, because I was
He was dressed very nice. He had a tie. He looked...
He did have... No, he didn't have a tie.
Maybe I'm imagining things. Maybe he just...
Seamus Oddish. You met Seamus Oddish? Yes, I met that guy.
From Magitek.
Yeah. He's not in Chrono Crew.
I know, I met the guy from Chrono Crew. Maybe he didn't have a tie. Maybe he had...
That was
Masaru.
Masaru. He used to be formerly known as A-Rock.
All right, yeah. But
I thought that was a different guy.
He's the same guy. He changed his name to Masaru.
I'm going to change my name. But like I changed your name.
Besides not remembering what he wore, he was really nice. He
what the hell was a blunt berry?
And on that note, here is Chrono Crew with Don't Fuck With Us. And you shouldn't.
Chrono Crew in the house?
Hell yeah! Coming at ya!
Like a whack NG main spatula. Shut up, you really broken to my right.
And I got my man Master Al protecting the back.
And we need to let you know don't fuck with us.
Hell yeah!
You know them times you walk up in a room, step aside a fine bitch where the ass goes ooh, where the head done up, not dread to perfume. Get high on backside, cause it's all full bloom. You wanna get up and ride that thing with more ching than the Chinese chain. When she got sapphire to light your candle, the tight damn rookie motherfucker can't handle. But they're gonna hurt, you're gonna need the juice. The Jim Beam team to get you all loose. And the stud ass crew to get you in the vibe. Yo, me and Krondo, we keeping things alive. We got a metalhead junkie, stepping to the dance beat. I don't care what it sounds like, put your feet to the rhythm. You grab a girl in your hands. You think the rhyme is over, but I'm like a rubber band. You pull me to my limits and you think that I break, but I just snap free right back in your face. Yo, the rhythm to the treble and the treble to the bass. Couldn't pack the whole jam in one CD case, cause you need two. One for me and you, courtesy of the Krondo crew. Your word is bond, but we're tight like glue. And I thought you knew that, I thought you knew that. So when you gave back, you're talking breach around. You'll be proving out to the Krondo sound. Tossing your patty to make a mix shape, like a fine ass bitch that you wanna spank. And the floor so dirty that you'll need three mops. Play the CD and fuck the cops. In the end, for some serious bliss, we'll rhyme out the ghetto. Check a knee for this. So don't fuck with us.
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 The groove is ill, so you all better check it. It's a sexy ass beat to make a bitch get naked. The bass is thumping and the jam is creepy. The kind of shit that makes you know we get freaky.
free? Fuck em, maybe. I came with a jam so you all can rock me. Now get the fuck out my way, don't try to stop me. Here we kick it with a beat that rocks, and the groove so tight that we wear crew socks, and the blade so sharp it'll cut you in half. Bloody corpses always make me laugh. So nobody gonna stop me, burning on my cup. I'm like a teenage slut who's all knocked up, and I'll drink till blood I quaff. Cause when I'm born rhyme, don't ever cut me off. Well, you heard it from us too, so it must be true.
You don't wanna fuck with the Grondo crew,
so dance to the beat and act like you knew.
You don't wanna fuck with the Grondo crew,
unless you want your nuts stuck to his shoe.
You don't wanna fuck with the Grondo crew.
Well, you heard it from us too, so it must be true.
You never wanna fuck with the Grondo crew,
bitch.
Yo, I don't care where you at right now. You in your car, you in your house, you in the club. You need to get to the speaker and turn this shit up. When I say don't, you say fuck. When I say win, you say us.
Don't fuck with 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 us.
DJ Deadhead lay down the tracks. You know her shit's more addictive than crack. With a beat more contagious than the Black Plague. And a scratch so sharp it'll take up a lane. Yo, the condo raps who would ever rock. Yes, the metal, the jazz, and even beatbox. Merry murder to all and to all a good fight. Just remember what I said in the course of the night.
Well, you heard it from Shinobi, so it must be true.
You don't wanna fuck with the condo crew.
Dance to the beat and act like you knew.
You don't wanna fuck with the condo crew.
And unless you want your nuts stuck to his shoe.
You don't wanna fuck with the condo crew.
Well, you heard it from Shinobi, so it must be true.
You never wanna fuck with the condo crew.
Gonna grab my soul, so I'm gonna hold it tight. Gonna grab a paladin for might. My motto's always been stay in line of sight. Why wait until the middle of a long boss fight? When everything's a little better in the burning crusade. And you know that Azeroth is gonna be there anyway. Thinking I was working on my appetite, looking forward to a little new world delight. Cutting, ruling King Volcom, makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of riding with you's getting so exciting. Wyverns in flight, new world delight. Hey, new world delight. Light. Started on the server feeling so polite. I always thought a noob could not be ganked who wouldn't fight. But we got some alliance in XR and I think I might try ganking for a little bit of Hodish delight. Wyverns in flight, Neo world delight. Hey, Neo world delight. Light. Please be raiding with me, baby, when I come around. We could make a lot of runs before the server goes down.
Thinking I was working on my appetite, looking forward to a little new world delight. Counting, ruling King Volcom, makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of raiding with you's getting so excited.
Wyverns in flight, Neo world delight. Yeah, Neo world delight. Yeah, Neo world delight.
Oh, that's right, Wildhammer. This shout-out goes to all you hordies tearing it up in the content you can. Big ups to Guild Leader Losek and the rest of his motley crew over in Neowald. Skon, peace out.
All right, did you guys enjoy that?
I'm sure you did. That was excellent.
I'm not going to say what song that was, because that'll make this all less funny. But we have DJ... Hex Warrior in the booth. How are you, sir?
I am quite good.
Drunk?
No, I'm rather sober. I'm doing last minute arts and crafts for the show tomorrow.
I've been arts and craftsing all day.
It looks phenomenal. I love the good stuff you got.
Would you like the video game one more, right?
Oh my god.
The comics one.
I actually haven't checked out the comics one yet. Oh
because he doesn't care about yours.
Oh my right. days. Fuck you, Gino douche. Anyway. We just played a song, and,
Now we're gonna interview one of the
artists.
Yep. Who?
Have you worked out what song we played yet?
Yeah, no, that was a phenomenal song. It was quite excellent.
It was exquisite.
Yeah.
This is great. Man, you're tall.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
That was surprising. He's a very tall man.
For those that are playing the home game, I am 6'5".
I'm 5 foot nothing.
I stand up like without slouching,
I get
taller. That's why I slouch. That way everyone goes, "Wow, you're tall," and I'm like, "Yeah, not freakishly tall, but I'm tall."
And then you stretch and
plausible deniability. That's how we do. Man, I'm worried we're standing on Rection's lyrics, I see.
Oh, trust me, it's okay. I do it all the time. This is such a fun recording studio. I'm glad that we get to do Letters versus Numbers here.
Yes, live.
It's comfortable.
In
live.
So we are now Nerdapalooza in-net radio show for Letters versus Numbers copying.
Oh, I love it. The Nerdapalooza radio program show for internet distribution versus Letters versus Numbers.
Please.
Why do you go first?
Because it's harder to say Nerdapalooza radio program show for internet distribution than...
Do you have it now?
Letters versus Numbers.
You can only say it that way?
Yeah.
How many months did it take to get it?
It was a full week. But that was back when I was doing radio shows daily. A year ago. Do you know what was happening exactly 1 year ago today?
No.
Well, actually, it was not exactly 1 year ago, but exactly 1 year ago, I was driving up to Portland to see my friend Lisa after going to Eugene, Oregon to hang out with, for the very first time in real life, people like the Stunt Junkies and Gigahertz.
Yep.
Beefy.
Yep.
For the MC Chris show in Eugene, Oregon, where he had an open call for Nerdcore.
Did you have any idea that in, like, exactly 1 year later, you'd be doing something a lot bigger?
Well, I was still working on Nerdapalooza then, but I was working on it, and the intent was to have it in Northern California and have it big. I had no idea that I would be having it so close to that date and in Orlando. That is a complete disparate thought from what was going on in my mind then.
Man, it's funny how things work out.
Yes. You can drink to that.
Is the heavy drinking.
we got it. There we go. For the podcast.
That's probably going to sound awful. Sorry, podcast people. Who listens? Loki? Sorry, Loki. Who else listens? Evermiss?
I listen.
Sorry, Evermiss. Sorry, Hex. You are there. Fuck you.
I think Gigahertz listens sometimes. Like
Magitech listens.
Yes.
Mike listens occasionally.
Occasionally.
Well, he actually listened to the first episode before I did. He was like, "You should listen to it. It's funny."
We are funny.
We're brilliant.
We're
revolutionizing podcasts.
I love it. So, any questions?
Any questions?
We just did the pre-show. We just saw that.
The pre-party. Man, I was shocked at the turnout on that. That was mind-blowing to see that many people there.
That was real good. I mean, just... People kept coming.
Yeah.
Like, there was a group of people, and then, like, maybe a few people left, but then new people came.
It was a pretty constant number the whole time, and it was shocking that most of them were not artists.
I think we should... Man, I have that problem. We should probably plug that it was at a comic shop.
Yes, a comic shop.
In Florida.
You can get it at comicshop.com. It's on the corner of University and Cimarron if you're in Orlando.
Their, like, MySpace and websites and stuff are pretty cool anyways.
And
so just have a look.
They're some of the nicest people ever on Earth.
Yeah.
Half the reason I'm even here in this room today.
They're, like, the opposite of you.
Yes.
Yeah. And
they're a store, not a person.
And yep, I'd like to push that Word Burglar said that they were the best comic shop in America.
Yeah.
That's right. If you're American and you hate terrorism, you'd love a comic shop and you should go.
And you know what about... fuck. You know what about Word Burglar? He burgles words.
Word bird to the nerve.
I have a question for you, Hex.
Yes, sir.
If a zombie, a ninja, a pirate, and a robot
were
in a steel cage fighting, who would win? I've been waiting my whole fucking podcast career for that.
Fuck yes.
So here's what I anticipated. I anticipate that the pirate would sum up the villains and go, I know I'm not going to be doing much good against that robot. Like, this is the thoughts that each one has in their minds. The pirate goes, I'm not going to be doing much against that robot. I'm not going to be doing that much against that ninja. But I could probably take out that zombie in one shot.
Interesting.
Well, is
the ninja, like, the pirate thinks of that. He just, like, goes bam, 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 without even thinking of the feud between the ninja. And he doesn't even know what the fuck a robot is, so he's like,
Right.
Ninjas analyzes the three opponents and realizes which is going to be the serious threat, which is the
probably
robot.
Probably the robot,
because the robot has the most... I mean, seriously, shuriken, pirate dead. Shuriken, zombie dead. No electromagnetic pulse shuriken.
No.
So he's gonna
unless
start.
Unless he's Hawkeye.
So my guess, but that's not a shuriken.
That's neither here nor there.
My guess is a ninja would see, analyze that fight would ensue and fade into the shadows. Zombie goes for whatever's closest. Not much strategy in the mind of.
Well,
a zombie.
He wouldn't go after the robot. The robot has no brains.
Well, it wouldn't know that as a zombie.
But I thought zombies only attack humans.
That's exactly what he said.
Is that the question? Is that the question? Do zombies only attack humans?
I've never seen a zombie attack, like, an inanimate object in any sort of literature.
But if a robot is moving around, it's animate.
No, but zombies...
I don't see them attacking dogs and cats.
I've seen them attack
no,
dogs
no,
and cats.
No, but yeah, he's right.
Resident Evil,
right.
I guess.
So it's my guess is, though, if we go off of what was speculated in Walking Dead, that it's the lack of a smell. They smell their stinkiness. And that's that's why they don't attack fellow zombies. They would still attack a robot. Because the robot is moving around, and it doesn't have the stinkiness. Now, a zombie doesn't have much thought in its decomposing mind, which is why it would go, blah, blah.
But what if it's a rage zombie or an Evil Dead zombie?
If it's a rage zombie or an Evil Dead zombie, then there is a little more intellect to it.
Yeah.
And my guess is it would probably start running at either the pirate or the ninja. Probably the ninja. Because the pirate is also pretty stinky.
The pirate will smell of rum. So what's
that, and then the robot. Then the robot analyzes all three and definitely sees that the biggest threat of the three... Well, it analyzes the problems with each three. The ninja definitely has the superior stealth and
but
weaponry.
But it's a cage,
it's
Max.
A cage. There's not much shade in a cage.
Stealth isn't an issue, which is why the ninja is not the immediate winner. And that's
but
why
the robot
pirate
also,
and the ninja would do well. Man, we've been talking about this for a while.
So my...
You need to draw conclusions quicker.
Okay. Sorry, I after asking so many people this question, I do a lot of thinking about it. My analysis is that the ninja would climb up the cage and be hanging out on top.
Right.
Pirate, blam, zombie down.
Right.
Then we got the robot, the pirate, and the ninja. The robot's initial movement is probably going to be more analytical and just sitting there analyzing, is my guess.
On the robot, because that might take but a second.
It could, but I'm just in thinking in D&D terms of like, what is the first round movement? Zombie like shuffle dead.
No, the palooza, ladies and gentlemen, you get what you see on the tin.
So, my guess is after that point, the ninja's climbing on the thing, and the pirate goes, "Okay, you're a giant fucking robot. You're my mortal enemy. Let's go, bitch." And so the pirate would start, probably reloading his musket. Probably would throw his musket down, figure out a way how to get up the cage to attack the ninja. The ninja would start throwing shurikens, the pirate would probably bling, bling, bling. Robot, continue analyzing, shoot lasers, kill them both.
So the robot has lasers, though?
It's a robot.
But a robot could just have superhuman strength like
To be fair, anytime someone says a robot, I imagine one of the robots from the first Short Circuit. And they're just such a generic robot.
I like that robot.
I
like the idea of going with that robot as a design. So it probably like analyzes to ninja, bigger threat, zap, turn down the power, goes, oh, fuck me. And then zap.
To be fair, though, it is a cage match. I mean, it wouldn't take too much to jump on the back of a robot and pull it. We've been talking about this forever.
My analysis,
I hate you.
Me too.
Good.
You hate yourself or you hate Mr. B?
No, no.
I hate me.
My conclusion is that the robot, no matter what make it all... I won't say no matter what make and model, because like the new, like that...
be those ones that play Honda, violin.
The fucking Honda, like Asimov, would just like walk up some stairs and would get killed by a fucking ninja. But, like, plus, like Honda would probably have like a ninja backup, like, program. So it's like if robots attacked, ninjas could take them out. So, but anyways...
That's reasonable.
Nonetheless, I think in a straight-up fight... In a straight-up fight, robot. That's what I root for.
All right.
So I'm not. Don't contest it. Right. Fuck off. Shut up. He gave his answer.
But I want to know if that's the answer he wanted. If it even was, though the robot would it. Win, is that who you're rooting for?
That's what I'm rooting for. All right, then. Robots. I for one welcome our robot overlords.
I hate robots.
I hate them. But
almost as much as I hate numbers.
I hate them, but
yeah,
I love
fuck
them.
Numbers.
Robots use numbers. That's how they communicate. That's one of their
as
problems.
As a computer scientist and someone who, well, a former computer scientist and someone who is entranced by robotics. But in the pirate versus ninja argument, I side pirate.
We didn't ask
I don't
that.
Think ninjas would win. I think ninjas would win, but I'd still root for the pirate. Because I am loud, I am drunk, and I am stinky.
You're asking your own questions. You're fired as a guest.
But
you're not welcome back here.
Well, we gotta play a song.
You can pick. We've asked everyone else to pick.
Oh gosh.
Preferably someone who's playing at Nerdapalooza.
Who have tomorrow. We played? I'm just kidding.
We played.
I can't remember.
Syrup?
No, we didn't play Syrup. We talked to Syrup.
Oh yeah. Oh.
We
played MCRT.
We played Sudden Death.
Sudden Death.
We played me indirectly.
Mr. B.
We played Whitey Cracker.
Yes.
I think that's been it so far.
I believe so.
And
MC Loki.
MC Loki.
But
MC
we played his Nerdapalooza theme.
Excellent. Excellent, even. If that's the case, I'm going to root for some Uncle Monsterface.
All right. You
we
need
have
to tell us about the song because I don't
know. Oh, Uncle Monsterface. This is... Oh, dang.
But briefly.
One time I was sitting on a green hill and I saw a cloud formation that reminded me of a smiley face. And I was like...
He smiles. Keith Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
That pretty much sums up this Uncle Monsterface song. Thank you very much for listening to us.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Chocolate rain.
You think you too far back down again.
Chocolate rain's falling down on me, so I step away from the mic to breathe and let the chocolate rain fill my lungs, spitting chocolate pain from the tip of my tongue. Rung by rung, I climb the ladder, but the chocolate rain, it makes me fatter, makes me go insane like the Mad Hatter, makes me lose my brain and then my bladder, shattering dreams with immaculate schemes. Scoundrels and fiends, they run and they scream. Was it just a bad dream? No, it's chocolate rain, and any efforts to stop it will be in vain. Come on.
Chocolate rain, history quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain, you think you're too far back down again. Chocolate rain, history quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain, you think you're too far back down again.
I wake up in the morning and it's all around me. I call it chocolate blood cause it wants to drown me. It surrounds me and it takes its toll. Chocolate hail pounding on me like some Tootsie Rolls. Then I lose control. I'm a chocolate slave with candy-coated thoughts that make me misbehave. But I must be saved and avoid this trap before every single cell in my brain gets zapped. But let's face it, I can't escape it. Stuck in an 8-bit chocolate rain fit. So basic, but I can't shake it. Just wanna taste it, but now I'm wasted.
Chocolate rain, history quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain, you think you're too far back down again. Chocolate rain, history quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain, you think you're too far back down again. Chocolate rain.
Monkeys swing from trees so gracefully.
Chocolate rain.
Take a trip to outer space for free.
Chocolate rain.
Worse than AIDS, worse than syphilis.
Chocolate rain.
Trust me, you don't want to get with this.
Chocolate rain.
Gives me the willies when I walk through town.
Chocolate rain.
Got my raincoat on, now it's time to throw down.
Chocolate rain.
Makes you scream, makes it go insane.
Chocolate rain.
What a shame that you can't lay claim to your name.
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate, 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 chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain. Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah. Chocolate. Your father, your mother, your sister, your brother.
Chocolate rain.
Your whole family tree, yeah.
Chocolate rain.
Your whole family tree, yeah.
Chocolate rain.
Better watch out for that chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
Better watch out for that chocolate rain.
Everybody, that was just MC Gigahertz with Chocolate Rain.
That's very original. What made you come up with those lyrics?
Well,
is that a bit of the old YouTube surfing there?
We should also say that MC Gigahertz is the one in here right now.
Yes, we're talking. Fuck,
you're
man.
Interviewing me, you might as well tell people that you're interviewing.
Yeah, this is.
It'll be
this
a mystery. They'll guess.
This is Whitey Cracker, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, Whitey Cracker boy. No.
No, it's MC Gigahertz. He is.
I'm not nearly that cool.
He does have a cool t-shirt on, though, ladies and gentlemen.
He has, like, the best t-shirt I've seen.
History of the world.
Yeah, fuck. That's all that mattered. What year did that come out? Does it say?
What about?
Yeah, t-shirt. What year did it? No, it doesn't. Never mind. I'll edit this out.
What come out? It's the game?
Mario, yeah, the game.
Mario 3, I think it came out in, like, 1990.
That's when life began. Something I remember like the advert, it was a bunch of people shouting, Mario, Mario, and everyone was like, holy fuck, Mario can fly now. That's not fair. And Sonic was like, wetting
it's
himself.
Totally not fair.
It's just mean. So, you do nerd rap, how's that working out for you?
Well, I'm at Nerdapalooza right now, if that tells you anything.
And so am I. I'm oh, shit. No way.
Yeah, well, are you being photographed for Blender Magazine?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, no, you're not.
No. But we're like,
this is the most
swiping.
Unprofessional interview ever.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
We're very professional.
What, you had worse?
we're swiping this from outside of Blender. Yeah, underneath Blender, I don't know.
This is an exclusive interview. Blender isn't getting any of this.
Yeah. Fuck you, Blender. Let's hope you publish Gigahertz before you hear us talk smack about you and Gigahertz laugh about it. You dicks.
Blender, more like Blunder.
Wow.
I heard Blender were anti-Semitic and racist.
How do you feel about that?
I am not going to comment on that because... Blender seems to like me for some reason. I've talked to the guy who's gonna photograph me. He seemed like a nice dude. I have no reason to believe they're anti-Semitic.
Are you sure he really works for Blender? He doesn't just want to take some nude pictures of you?
You can ask Hex about that, because he was talking to Hex first. So, you know what? What the hell are you guys trying to get out of me, man? What is this interview?
That was very, democratic. I like that. You dealt with that professionally. We came at you with a jerky question, and you gave it an entertaining answer, but not a one that dropped you in it, or Blender, or indeed us. And for that, we salute you. So we're going to get serious now.
That's way too British for me to understand.
But it sounds so profound, right?
It does sound very professional. That's the most professional thing that's come out of this interview so far.
That was essentially me saying I'm going to stop being the dork.
Okay.
All right.
Why didn't you just say so in the first place?
No, I have to give a bit of decorum.
You gotta teach me your culture, I guess, is what's going on.
What,
right?
Now? I'm fucking recording now. I have priorities.
Asshole.
What the hell, Gigahertz? You're not making yourself look very good.
I'm not making yourself look very good. What the hell is this podcast?
All right, well, now you gotta pick a song.
All right. No, he doesn't yet. We'll interview him.
What's going on in this closet?
What can we expect from your live show?
Well, I would say expect lots of various costume changes and whatnot. Basically expect me to act a fool, as they say.
Nice.
I don't know. I just like to have fun. I perform live. I like to have fun. I don't really take myself too seriously. I mean, but it's not in the way that I don't take what I do seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I try to, it's not like I'm trying, I'm definitely
It's not like
trying,
you're trying?
Yeah, no, it's not like I'm not trying, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to do the best that I can. Like, I don't put out tracks that I think are crap. I only put out tracks.
You think people enjoy and stuff.
Well, it's, like, if it's something
at least
that
find
I like,
fun.
If it's something that I like, then it's something that I'm going to put out. I mean, I can't predict what other people are going to like. All I can do is make what I think is great. And then after that, as far as live shows go, I try to incorporate a lot of elements that I would like to see in a live show. Because, quite honestly, I mean, and the stuff that I do live is not something that, you know, is necessarily for everyone. Because some people, like, have more, you know, introspective lyrics, where my lyrics are more... kind of nonsense. So I'm just having fun, you know.
Oh, on that note, tell us a little bit about Absurdcore.
Absurdcore? Well, I have a song called Absurdcore. It's just sort of about this sort of fake little tongue-in-cheek genre that I sort of invented for myself. I mean, it's sort of, I would say in the same vein that, MC Frontalot, when he was first saying nerdcore, he wasn't really. I don't think he was really thinking that it was going to be an actual genre. He was.
He
just,
didn't quite realize what he was getting himself into.
Yeah,
fuck.
He just sort of thought it was. You know, he was sort of making fun of himself, and that's kind of what I'm doing here. Except in this case, I don't think anyone will actually latch on to this like they did with nerdcore, because.
If an absurdcore rapper popped up, how would you feel? Like, if Mr. B put
what
put Prime Minister of Absurdcore on his MySpace, and decided to go toe-to-toe with you.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd probably be like, what the hell? But honestly, I don't know. I mean...
Would you be honored?
I mean...
But let's say it wasn't me, because I'm a prick. I'd say it was just some random guy you didn't know.
So
and they
we
were like,
of.
Yeah, I'm a psycho, too. Like,
I don't know.
I heard that song, and that's actually what I do.
I mean, if that's what floats their boat, cool. I mean, I... Like, when I came up with the song Absurd Core, it was sort of, you know... I mean, it was kind of a joke, so I wasn't really... I don't think that I'm making a new genre or anything. It's just like, I'm just having a good time and sort of... I mean, I'm sort of poking it... I mean, I might be a poking fun at nerdcore a little bit when I say Absurd Core like that. I mean, because some people take it a little too seriously, I think.
Fuck those guys.
And, like, you know... Well, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, it's just that...
They say you...
You're very diplomatic. I like you a lot. You need to be our straight guy.
Hey, man, I got other things to do, man. Got too much going on to worry about being on the Letters versus Numbers podcast every
single important. Day. We're important. We're serious business.
Right. Look at it. They have it on their wall. They wrote that, not us.
Oh, yeah. God. And they also wrote, Goo, Betty Rebel, number less than 3, nice records, with a Z.
They did, and also...
And they also wrote, get out as one word.
They did.
Even British people wouldn't write get out at one... Get out.
We would have put more U's in there. you should pick a song. You get preferably someone who's playing Nerdapalooza.
Oh, you want me to... So you just want me to request a song of anyone that's playing
Nerdapalooza?
Anybody.
Anyone. Anyone who's there.
I'll try not to pick myself because that would make me look like a jackass.
We just played you.
Because you just played me. Good thing no one can see what I'm doing with my fingers right now.
He's doing air quotes. Now they know.
You're snitching on yourself.
We don't want to lie to the viewers. Okay. We don't want to hide anything.
They know how we do.
They know that you don't actually play music. Well, it is a podcast, so it's not like you're going to do anything live.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fuck that. That seems like hard work.
Yeah, dude.
If we do it live, how am I supposed to edit out the awkward silences?
That's the awkward silences we don't have. Because we're that professional.
Well, let's see. I request a song. Let's see. I would request In My Time by Whitey Cracker.
Play him, can't have it.
And not like the original version, the version that Miff did. The Infopocalypse remix or whatever it's called that Miff did. That's the one that I would
Oh, so it's a Miff cover of a Whitey Cracker song.
No, it's not a cover.
A remix?
It's a remix.
In that case, we can't play it because we played Whitey Cracker already.
Oh, well... You should have told me that you only play this one artist once during your entire podcast.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Okay, and who I can't play.
Just keep saying people and we'll say yes or no.
Schaefer the Dark Lord, the Rapist.
That's a good one.
Yes. Okay, let's do that. Schaefer the Dark Lord, the Rapist. Do that.
All right. Well, you heard him, so...
How much of this are we going to edit out is what I want to know.
None of it.
Wow.
That's how we do.
This is going to be memories right here.
Anyway, Schaefer the Dark Lord. Have a bit of that, you bastards. Enjoy.
Are we done?
Yeah, yes, we're done. Okay. We're done.
Well, my name is Schaefer, and I'm here to say I can rock the mic in the old school way. I got a funky sound, and right about now I'd like to break it down. Say what?
Don't call it hip-hop, because it really isn't. If you listen, it's similar, but just a little different. Rhythmically delivered lyrics over wicked beats are the end of this in hip-hop similarities. Cause I don't bounce and I don't do rap hands. See, look at me, I look like an ass man. No crew, no gin and juice, I'm no Dr. Dre, I'm more like Dr. Seuss. I wouldn't use the word rapper, it's rather inaccurate. I do talk fast, use rhyming words like immaculate. Hubba bubba bubble gum, bubblicious bubble yum. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, this is dumb. I don't rap about the ladies, all or individuals or call my bitch about the world political. I don't send shout outs, I don't ever front, I just discuss a bunch of goofy stuff and say what? I'm not the baddest or the fastest or the baddest. My name is STD, my people call me the Rappist. I'm no rapper, this isn't hip hop, call
me the rappest, and you don't stop. Well, I'm not the baddest, or the fastest, or the fattest. My name is STD, my people call me the rappest. Everyone will wonder what the booker was under when I come on out and step to the mic. You were asking for a rapper instead, you got the rappist, and it happens that there's no one I'm like.
Out of sight.
I don't freestyle, I only write my words, and I'm singing it to me, winging it's for the birds. I often get asked to by non-rapping band nerds. STD is the abbreviation for standard. Go. No DJ, no need for turntables, just give me my box, a 58 and a cable, and on stage DI and some monitors too, but keep the reverb off my mix, sound man, thank you. And I don't play tough and say step the fuck back. What the fuck is that? Huh? That's not how I act. I like to keep my audience up close to the stage. I'd rather you stay than chase away when I play. So where's Queens at?
What?
Where's Queens at?
What?
Dude, let me show you on this street map. Oh. It's right here, over Roosevelt, across the East River. That's enough of that crap, I got some raps to deliver.
Oh.
Everybody, look at me. Who's he? He's STD. He's a geek, he's no MC. Just who the hell's he supposed to be?
Oh.
And he's so, I don't know, I know he's no rapper. And that's when I go. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Killer out of sight, it's the rapist delight. When goosebumps are jumping out of your skin,
I win.
I don't dance, never, not a goddamn chance. I stand in the back, clutching a cup in my stance. One hand in my pocket, head nodding, hunched over,
sipping cheap yellow beer.
Clear out before the show's over. When a rapper says, throw your hands up,
I don't.
When a rapper says, make some noise,
I won't.
Bossing your audience is awfully pompous, so I'll never do it, that's a STD promise. I'll never battle rap, or rap like I'm black, and I'll try to never lose sight of just where I'm at. God damn it! And I'll never do that again, and by that I mean end a sentence with a preposition. I got props for the real hip-hop, those who pop and lock to the beat of a boombox, those who cock their glocks and box. Fuck the cops! It's just not how I rock, and I don't stop. Everybody, look at me. Who's he? He's STD. He's a geek. He's no MC. Just who the hell's he supposed to be? And he's so, I don't know. I know he's no rapper. And that's when I go. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge, and I'm trying not to lose my head. In the West, I'm the raddest, I'm the best, I'm the rappest. In the street, I've not a drop of cred. I almost always write my rhymes on a page of 3x5 notebooks, I buy a Rite Aid. And I like to write them with a Pilot Precise 5. Rolling ball, black ink, and extra fine. I don't need a titular line. Sticking to my themes and write original rhymes. Indeed, I smoke weed, I rarely write without it. But I don't really feel that means I need to rap about it. I guess I often write a song by my formula,
which is
3 verses, followed by 3 choruses, but never open going.
Yo, yo.
When I hear a rapper do that, I go,
oh no.
Though I'm not implying that you don't know what you're doing, but oftentimes awful rhymes do ruin an otherwise perfectly fine instrumental. I think you should avoid ink and write with a pencil and erase the parts that don't sound so hot. This'll all be covered in my workshop entitled, This Is How to Write a Rhyme. At least it's how to write it in the style that's mine. Everybody, look at me. Who's he? He's STD. He's a geek. He's no MC. Just who the hell's he supposed to be? And he's so, I don't know. I know he's no rapper. And that's when I go, ooh, ooh, that's the sound of the police. But I really doubt they're coming for me. Because I've done no crime. I'm just doing my thing. I'm the rappist known as STD. Don't call it hip-hop. Because it really isn't, it's just a little different. Did you listen as I did it? I just spit a mile a minute, now I'll hit it and quit it. I'm only kidding, you with it, you win it, you get it? Well, I'm not the baddest, or the fastest, or the fattest. My name is STD, my people call me the rappest. Bass, how low can you go? Death row? What a brother knows. This is the end of the track called The Rappest, and thanks for coming out to the show.
Yes, I quote it with these. Quitters never win, an eternal belief. So I internalize, the side is burning me. The driver, the fire for my eternity.
Please,
it's the breeze on my every breath. 6 years old, put away every cent. I saved plenty yet, called around town with the best deal found and bought my NES. Then it's too late to play, or too much today. Even though it's my game that I saved and I paid. This is your family, the ones you know and love. But they treat you like you're never old enough growing up.
Tell me what you wanna be like, growing up living life in the DMZ. Tell me. IQ off the meter, with hundreds in class like my grades were a fever. Acing the quizzes from each weekly reader, a bright young man, I agree with my teacher. But you don't believe her, yet you conclude, and you still don't approve of my best friends either. We're all on a roll, that too, on a roll. Have a lot in common, common sense, common goals. You hold the hand close, so you don't wanna fold. Playing scorched earth, all in, gotta go. Listen to yourself, know your line's cold on some mind control over five-year-olds. We're not messing up, selling drugs, getting drunk, or playing games, having fun. Doesn't that tell enough? If I'm one of them, what does that make me? If you really hate gaming, then you must hate me.
Tell me what you wanna be like. Growing up in life in the DMZ. Tell me you wanna be like that. Playing every game when it ain't your friend. Tell me what you wanna be like. Go to work every day in a J-O-B. Tell me you wanna be like that. Got a plan long term instead of living the trend.
Wait, I know I've gotta
be like me.
Playing Xbox, Wii, or a
PS3.
Memory suppressed to the END. And it's making me explode like I'm TNT. Please, if I wanna
be like that,
then you gotta understand that they're still my friends. Plus I believe you receive what you send, and I'm responsible enough to know I watch what I send
them.
You can understand, if only you could see. You don't always need the upper hand, gripping like a rubber band. Just expression for no suppression. Listen to language filled with suggestion. I'm watering a mill, you already had your fill. Clench that fist and the water's gonna spill. Hit with the rain as it builds down the drain. So complain, go insane, all of this over games.
Tell me what you wanna be like. Growing up living life in the DMZ. Tell me you wanna be like that. Playing every game when it ain't your friend. Tell me what you wanna be like. Go to work every day in a J-O-B. Tell me you wanna be like that. Gotta plan long term instead of living the trend.
That was Dualcore with an exclusive track from the compilation we got coming out that we're selling at Nerdapalooza.
Except it'll already been sold.
Yeah,
because
you missed out. But yeah, it'll be available on the internet soon, so you'll still get it. Yeah. Well, it was called End of the Beginning, and it's by Dualcore.
This ball is really comfy.
Yeah. We have Keith Johnson in the booth again, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to interview him because he's fan request. He's like now writhing and stretching. So, Keith Johnson, what are your impressions on nerd music?
I think it's pretty great.
Yeah?
Yeah, not most of it, though. Like, your stuff, it's absolutely wretched. I'm just joshing.
Your first bars were on a track with me.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah, I am.
Except you're offensive.
Yeah, I am.
So we actually played this guy today.
Yeah, we did. Huh? This is Salmonella.
Keith Johnson.
We already said this.
Well, I like it because it touches base with my 15-year-old. These guys really understand me. I mean, for some other girls, it could be like, I just want to kill myself. But nerdcore's like, I play video games all day, and I can't get chicks because my glasses are too thick.
My glasses. We should finish on that song.
Yeah,
that
sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It's long, though.
Yeah, it is pretty long.
Yeah.
Can't get chicks because my dick is too thick.
Damn it.
That should be the remix.
That'd be a
good
pain.
Remix. Yeah.
That would be.
Just be like, hey, can you say, nope, too thick.
Let's get spoken here. Tell him you need to fix that song. You need to change that shit.
You're way too big for me, Mr. Spork. You must be too big for a woman. It's probably the truth. He's very manly.
He's
probably hung like a cow. By a cow, I mean bull.
He's a stud muffin.
A student muffin. He's a student and a muffin.
Who are you looking forward to seeing at Nerdapalooza?
The Canadian guy. He's pretty good. I've never heard of him before tonight. And
we're burglar.
Yes.
Yeah. Burn he burgles words.
He does. He makes them his. And I like Chicken Box, but they're not coming because they sing C-Lab 2021's theme song.
That's oh, is that it does that?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I have a friend who's like, you know, I admire that girl for his voice, her voice, his voice? Fuck.
Yeah.
He's a weird friend.
Chicken Box is old man. They wear masks.
Damn, he's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Sorry, Roland. You know? It's a dude. He fell in love with him and it's a dude. You suck. Yeah, so.
And okay. This one guy, but I don't remember his name. No, wait. RPG.
It'll come. RPG. Rocket yeah. Propel Geeks, who we
Spork
are
is my favorite.
Spork, I like Epic One.
I don't know that guy.
Epic he's, One is amazing.
He's the shouty guy. He's a pee in the butt one time guy. You know, he walked along and said, pee in the butt, and everyone went, one time! No.
Nothing?
No.
No, I wasn't there.
Well, Epic One is great, because I asked him to do tracks, like, at the last minute, and he'll bust off a song, like, in 2 days.
Yep. That's how he rolls. I can get it done in 30 minutes. And ask him
but his songs are pretty good.
Yeah, you're saying my music ain't good? Let's step outside of this closet.
Yeah, you two should definitely go out the closet together.
We're gonna finish the show and I'll get beat up in a couple minutes afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah, this will be the last Letters vs. Numbers because Anthony will be dead.
Well, I guess you could go on without me. Unless you're too lazy.
Oh, I couldn't do that. You bring up the news, I don't know shit. Anyway, yeah, so let's finish on Rocket Propel Geeks, I guess.
Sounds great.
Well,
chicks. Can't get chicks because my glasses are too thick.
Yep, that's how it goes.
It's been real. I'm too busy though.
Bye bye.
Oh my gosh!
Did what?
I just unplug something?
I hope not. Yep. No.
Yes.
Yes, I did. There. Oh my gosh, that's the mic. I'm sorry.
Hello, we're back. That's
the
effect.
You're taking off the soundproofing, man. I'm leaving before I get in trouble.
That's the effect Keith Johnson has, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we have been Letters versus Numbers with our. Like, you know, you would thought it would be more professional because we were both together and able to sort things out, but this is probably our least professional one ever. So I hope you enjoyed.
Indeed.
We're going to leave you with Rocket Propelled Geeks. My glasses are too thick. Open bracket to get laid. Close bracket. Off the album Go To 10. All right. You've been listening to Nice and Easy Letters versus Numbers. I've been your host, Mr. B. And my cohort, if you'd like to say goodbye.
Well, this is Gino Douche, and you can look out for a new record under MC Compelling Argument.
Yep, that's his rapper name. We will blatantly play him as soon as he gets a track. Anyway, yes. Good night, guys. I hope you enjoyed Nerdapalooza and this show. Bish Bash Bosh, we are out.
And we destroyed half his closet.
Hell yeah, eBay, the Greedo orange card figure. Got $45, cause the bank corners were pictured. Into the wallet I dipped to ship to Yonkers, New York. The highest bidder proved that who's the bigger dork. The hottie at the counter says she thinks I'm short of stench. The way she's eyeing me, she knows that I'm the chess champ. Now I'm feeling frisky, take the risk and write the digits. I could tell by the way and the look in her face, she was hoping she would get it. Cross to the beater, match the meter, and see her when she's not working. But I won't be alone or get back home, cause mama and grandma be lurking. Hey mom, hey gram, could you hurry and scram? I got a girl coming over and she thinks I'm the man. Abandoned the house, the last girl that dropped by. As soon as she saw you, she ran. Oh man, I can't wait to show her the sword collection. Daggers and blades from the Renaissance convention. I bet she likes Star Wars, I got all the DVDs. But I wonder how she feels about my doubts about episode 3. On the couch, I place myself in a way to ring up the plate. 10 years alone, I sat my home, my glasses too thick to get laid.
My glasses are too thick. 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 Glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick to get my
living life as a geek, living all alone. From week to week, no one answers the phone. It's hard to find a girl whose hobbies are shared.
just need a woman who's into Rent Bears or Star Wars lightsabers, maybe the Wrath of Khan. Just need a chick who can get a geek on. But the harder I look, the less I find. Like Jack Bauer says, there is no time. So I'm getting older, still sitting at cons. I feel a little bolder, these girls can get it on. I'm dressed as Mulder here, I can't go wrong. With raised shoulders, she likes my songs. She got cat ears, hair over one eye. I'm not sure what emo is, but she gets your cry. Things are going great, we started drinking booze. Then she grabbed a razor blade and screamed, for you! Need another girl, this one does the art. We make a connection, all my dinotherms start. She's drawing visions of us in a fantasy land. But the truth comes out, I'm not a lonely man. Running for the zone to escape the pain. If you wanna be a geek, seems you never get laid. Shade from the sheet can only be found if you jump on my space in the internet town. Sorry Mario, but your princess isn't here. Don't let this bag be the cause of your tears. Just want some loving in a bad way, but my glasses are too thick to get laid.
My glasses are too thick. 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 My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick. To get my
Bibbabobbly-boo. I think of all the times I explained it to you. I told you back then, I'm telling you again. I'm addicted to video games and bitch, I can't stop playing. Delaying me from Battle Woman, I'm trying to conquer. The field's a fucking mirror, but she wants me on her. Baby, what's the deal? Come and play my battlefield. Kneel at my lap, trying to cop a field. Bitch, I'm for real, yo, sit the fuck down. Barbarians attacking and a sack in my town. Click undo on that frown. Baby, don't cry no more. You have to understand that this is Rome Total War. And when you own the Senate floor and invaders at your shore, boning a bitch becomes a bore. Now I adore you, but just understand, the decision is final, cause I'm the man. Back to my computer, situation had been played. Damn it, my glasses are too thick to get laid.
Ah, yes, my glasses are too thick. The way it's making me sick. I want the head of my dick. What's wrong with you, bitch? What's wrong with you, bitch? Why don't you want my lovely bitch? What's wrong with you, bitch?
She sat next to me in fifth period math. Brown hair, blue eyes, an amazing ass on the first day. She says, hi, I'm Katie. I can't believe this chick is talking to me. Listening to a list of complaints. She talks about her grades, her ex, and her family. I'm a nice guy, and she's really hot. This is the first chance I ever really got. I think I'm in love, so I buy her some CDs. Prodigy, Rage, and a new one by RPG. A heartfelt gift that I gave to her. Played for people who don't deserve. Invited out with the friends, we stay out late. The whole time within my mind, I wish it was a motherfucking date. Stopping at Denny's, cause I gotta feed him. Paying for her, that's how nice guys treat him. The party goes to my house, she asks if she can come. Might have fallen for me too, or maybe even get some. Looking dumb in the corner while she's over there chatting with my brother and his friends. Can't believe how low I'm batting. Sat down in the chair, and she walks in from over there. Entranced by the wave of her silky brown hair. Can't bear to listen to this bitch and what she's rapping about her new boyfriend and her rats he's been slapping. Spending all my money on her and my homies say I'm whipped. All my efforts forward, haven't even seen a tip. Misunderstood the situation as she's with another guy. Can't believe she'd do that to me, I feel like I could die. Realize the complication within me is where it lies. I'm the one to play the fool, I'm the one to be the spy. Clear now is the apparent error of my former ways. Damn it, my glasses are too thick to get laid.
My glasses are too thick. 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 My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick. To get my glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick.
glasses are too thick to get. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick to get. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick to get.